Hey guys, and welcome to the Provokers podcast, where we talk about things you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
Hey guys, this is Noah, or NoahDog54.
And I'm Ethan, otherwise known as FlabZXE Gaming on YouTube.
And I am the amazing Jeebens Phoebens, also known as John, by normal people.
By normal people.
So how you guys doing?
Doing well. I've achieved level 5 nerdiness over this past week. I have joined, I think it's called Goodreads, I think is the name of the place. But I'm, because I like, I never really went onto any like book site, but I found Goodreads. I saw an ad for it, and I'm like, oh yeah, you know, I probably should just do that, because it keeps track of the books I've read. You can join different groups and stuff, you can have friends on there and stuff like that. So I'm like, you know what, let's just do it. And so I signed up for it, and I'm now on it. I've listed all the books that I've read, at least in the recent future, or the recent past. I probably read more books than that's actually on there. I've listed all the books that I want to read, so I can remember that I want to read them, because sometimes I'll scroll past a book on Amazon and be like, oh, that's a cool book, and I don't bookmark it, so I end up forgetting about it. That actually happened a couple weeks ago. But with Goodreads, I can just like select, like, hey, I want to read this book, and like it's going to... Noah, what are you doing? I'm hearing like Discord sound effects over there.
I was trying to fix something.
All right, whatever. But yeah, so it's been interesting. I read a lot of horror and science fiction. So I joined a group that was, it's like a young adult science fiction horror thing, which is pretty cool. And there's people that have been recommending books over there. So yeah, it's a lot of fun. So if you are an avid book reader, then head on over there and see. So, like I said, like I'd never joined that type of thing. So if you're like, well, I don't know if I'd want to do that, then, you know, just give it a try.
Yeah, I actually have been using Goodreads for a bit now. I remember that when I first heard about it, it was in, like, English class or something. We were in the library, and the teacher's like, oh, you guys can, like, use Goodreads to keep track of the books you've read. And at the time, I was like, why would you care? Like, just remember. And then now that I'm adult, I'm like, oh, yeah, no, my memory is terrible. And that's why you'd want to have a list of books that you read. So not only, like, if you're like, oh, have I read this book? But to, like, look back and, like, oh, yeah, I've read all these different books. I liked that one a lot. And you can also keep it organized. So, like, as a kid, I was like, what? That doesn't make any sense. Why would anybody care? And then now it's an app that I have on my phone that I use pretty regularly.
Yeah, I have it on my phone as well as on the... I have it bookmarked on my laptop, just so if I'm at my desk and I can look at it. If I'm on the go, I can look at it. The web version's a bit more clear to me. Like, it's a bit more... It's less condensed. I don't even know how that's possible, because usually the mobile version's less condensed. But the mobile version's still good. It's just hard to find stuff for me, but on the actual web... I use the web page more often anyway, but... Yeah, it's nice, because I get to... And also, you can interact with people that have maybe read the same book as you. You can review books, which I've actually reviewed all the books that I've read that I put on there. So, yeah, it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, what I like to do is I like to go to, like, books that I like a lot and, like, look at the one-star reviews and be like, what do people have to say that's really bad about this book? And I'll read the one-star reviews, and sometimes it's like... They didn't understand the point of the book. Like, they didn't understand what they were going for. And it's like, that's not what happened. You're completely wrong. And sometimes it's just a joke, kind of like Steam reviews, you know? Sometimes you get a negative review on Steam, and it's just like... Then it's not even trying to be serious. It's like, I have 8,000 hours in this game, and this game ruined my life. It is... consumed every waking moment. It's like, well, yeah, I made 8,000 hours on it, so that's kind of on you.
There's a review on Steam that it's for Undertale, and it says you couldn't sex the skeleton, and they downvoted it. It's like, okay, but whatever.
Can't sex the skeleton.
No, you can date the skeleton, but you can't sex the skeleton.
Makes sense.
Yeah, you haven't reached that point in the relationship, so like that's.
I mean, they only knew each other for about 20 minutes, so it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I did see a patch for Sims once that said something kind of similar.
The patch notes for Sims are just always hilarious, because it says, like, I watched a guy read them, And I think it was for Sims 3, which is old at this point, but it was hilarious. It's like, if a meteor is coming to strike a school, the kids are not allowed to leave, even if they die. It's like, oh, great.
Yeah. It's like, the kids will not leave and will always die.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my goodness. It's like, you know this is going to happen. Then why don't you try to prevent it?
It's like, you can no longer summon a mummy or something.
I would agree. As someone who reads books often, Goodreads is good. This is not sponsored.
No, but please feel free. Reads.
I don't think Goodreads does sponsors. We'll take them. But
I've seen ads for them. I've never seen sponsored videos.
But if no, you don't have anything to add. If you're still trying to fix your crap, then move on.
I think we're good now.
All right. Cool. What have you been up to?
Just working and breaking some addictions, but that's about it.
You know, classic Tuesday.
Yeah,
pretty much. Nothing normal Tuesday ain't.
I saw a video the other day. I thought it was going to be a meme, but it was just like a normal video. But they were like discussing withdrawals and like some that are actually deadly. They're like, there's only two withdrawals that are deadly. And I thought the way this was going is they're like explaining all these dangerous withdrawals that like things that would suck, but you would be fine. And I thought they were going to be like, yeah, and the addiction you would die from withdrawals is breathing. I'm like, you know what? But they didn't go that bad.
That's great. Speaking of memes, I sent a meme to our Discord server. It was directed towards John and Noah, and it said POV me when Noah's late to the podcast recording, and it's the video of Markiplier punching you 62 billion times or whatever it is, because they just overlap the video.
Yeah. I may or may not make my phone crash.
How?
I don't know. It just did.
Phone. You got a bad phone?
Yeah, I was gonna say your phone made out of like junkyard scraps or something.
No, it's just a cheap $60 track phone.
Ah, makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Well, Ethan, I've come to understand you might have some headlines for us. Is that accurate?
Well, I have one big one. I'm getting the feedback again now, by the way. It broke itself again. I don't know what's going on with him over there. This is why it would be better if he has it. Oh, now we're getting it. Now we're getting a lot of it.
No, it's bad.
It makes no sense.
I would just mute yourself right now. Just mute yourself for a second. But yeah, so I have the headline that I have is not a headline. It's more of a, I'm going to be unleashing something. If you've been part of season one, you've heard this term before. But except we are upgrading it again. I'm unleashing the podcast 4.0 initiative. If you remember the 2.0 initiative, I think that we like branched out to even more things. I think before 2.0, we were just basically on Amazon Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Deezer, and like a couple others. But now, after 2.0, we were on like a majority of things. And I think there's some other stuff in there. I don't remember everything from 2.0. 3.0 though made it so that we're basically on every streaming platform that's ever existed, as well as on YouTube. And the Patreon got a big update, the Discord for the Patreon got a big update, and like that kind of stuff. The 4.0 initiative is even crazier, so I'm gonna just go through them bit by bit. So chapters are now available on all episodes, allowing you to skip to parts you want. You skim it, like, it's kind of similar to YouTube chapters. If you've been on YouTube, you know what chapters are. They're kind of similar to that, so you can skip to parts you want, similar to how YouTube's works. My goodness, that took a long time, because we have 128 episodes that I had to skim through to get to the different points in time that I needed to mark the chapters at. And so it was a lot of work, so I hope you guys like that. But yeah, chapters will now be an ongoing feature, so they're gonna be ready as soon as the episode goes out now. But all the previous 128 episodes also have them now. So that way you can, so the chapters are simple. It's just the intro, the topic, and the outro, except for a couple special episodes like the Provoker's Horror Experience. There's a couple more chapters in there. The guest starring with Axel, there's a couple chapters that are different in there. So some of them will have different chapters, but the majority of them are intro, the topic, and the outro. That way, if you want to skip the intro, you want to go straight to the topic, or you want to go, you want to go straight to the outro, like whatever. Or like, let's say I'm going to be announcing something in the outro, and you Hungry Goblins over there is just like, yeah, I don't want to wait for that. I got to skip to it and see what happens. Then you can do that. So chapters now available. Like I said, it took me, chapters alone took me about almost a week to do. Because, like I said, 128 episodes, about 150 hours of content to sift through. So it was a lot, but like I said, that's why I hope you guys enjoy it, because it was quite long. So there's that. We are now officially recommending Distractible. What I mean by that is, if you head on over to the podcast and under recommended shows, we are now officially recommending Distractible, meaning, like, anytime you, like, we talk about Distractible and somehow you don't know who they are, you can go over to the recommended shows section and it shows that we are personally recommending Distractible as a podcast. So that's where you can find them, and maybe there's more down the road, but for us three, I mean, these guys might listen to other podcasts, but I only really listen to Distractible, that's why it's probably a good idea to just, because we've all listened to Distractible, so it makes a lot of sense, as well as the fact that the foundation of this podcast was inspired by their podcast. So yeah, that's what I mean by we're officially recommending them, because we can recommend them here all we want, but that shows that we're, like, officially recommending them. So head on over to the recommended show section. If you don't know who they are somehow, then now you do. As well as the next thing is, we have a new permanent outro song. If you guys have been listening to the outros in season 2, you've heard this outro song already. Because what I was doing was testing it to see if the episodes would do better, if they had an outro song. And by golly, they have. So we're gonna make it a permanent feature. I was kinda, like I said, I was just kinda testing it. And if they went down or stayed the same, I was kinda just gonna be like, yeah, we tried it. We'll have no outro song. But it's, all season 2's episodes have been in the top 50. So you guys clearly, appreciate the outro song. I've gotten comments, emails from people saying they love the outro song. So we're gonna keep the outro song. It's now permanent, so you're gonna hear that. And throughout the long history, this podcast is going up. There you go. I personally really like the song as well. It's like a nice kind of ending song, if you want to think about it that way. The next thing is Patreon tiers are switching to a different subscription method. I actually kind of mentioned it in a previous episode that Patreon's kind of switching it. So yeah, just so you know, if you're thinking about getting a tier, I think now it's more so, I forget the exact method, but you can go over to Patreon and look at the FAQs and see what that's about. But just so you know, that's the thing. That's one of the smaller things. The bigger thing, though, one of the bigger things, is the website, the Provoker's website. I don't know if you guys, some of you already know it, but some of you don't. The Provoker's website got a huge overhaul, like a massive overhaul. It looks completely different than what it looked before. And essentially the reason for that is because the podcast website was made, like, obviously in season 1, but it was made in, like, the very early stages of season 1. So, we didn't have our bearings yet. The website, I mean, like, I'm a designer, so it looked okay for its time, but it didn't look like a stunning website, right? It kind of looks kind of goofy. And so I have completely overhauled it. So I actually have the patch notes written down here so I can tell you it. So similar to a game patch notes, you have the new and the changes section. So in the new section, I added a new FAQ page. So if you have frequently asked questions that you want answered, you can head on over to that page. There's a couple questions there about me, John Noah, the podcast itself. So you can head over there. Added a new section on the episodes page. I think I should be pulling this up while I'm talking about this. Essentially, I think on the episodes page specifically, I believe it is a, if this loads in the next century, I believe it's like a recommended episodes thing. So what I did is, these guys already know it because I kind of asked them. We are personally recommending episodes. So I went over to John and Noah on the Discord and was like, hey, what are some episodes? What are your favorite episodes that aren't serious topics? So I wanted it, because I already mentioned somewhere else about the serious topics. John said the reset button. Noah said the warp into a game and stuff. So, like, all that kind of stuff is in that section. So if you head on over to the episodes tab on the Provokers Podcast website, you can, if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see the officially recommended episodes. I think I recommended me and John both kind of recommended the reset button. There's also, I recommended Name That Game. I think John did too. So there's a lot of episodes that are kind of overlapped, and all those overlapped ones are over on the episodes page. I completely revamped the what page. If you haven't been on the website, there's the what, why, all those are just the names of the tabs. So that's completely changed. I completely revamped the contact page. So the contact page is where you guys have been sending, or where some people have been sending emails and stuff like that. And so the contact page has been revamped with some additional information and stuff. So now it has a list of, acceptable email subjects. So, like, you can say feedback and topic ideas and all that kind of stuff. As well as additional information beneath that to say, like, hey, don't send us full names, don't send us social media stuff, don't send us, like, basically things you wouldn't send to random strangers, to make sure that's embedded in there so people aren't doing that. We added a Meet the Cast section on the homepage. So if you go to the homepage, which is just, you could just click the Provokers Podcast button, and you go under, to the very bottom, I believe, it says Meet the Cast. And the cast is obviously me, John, and Noah. You know this. So for me, it says Ethan, the ringmaster of the game shows and the backbone of the Provokers Podcast. For John, it says the Comedy Central Whitmaster and the brain of the Provokers Podcast. And then for Noah, it says the swearing storm and the heart of the Provokers Podcast. So they're like brief little descriptions to get you, intrigued about what's going on there. So that's there. Dark mode is here. It used to be completely like white mode, and like you'd open the webpage, your eyes would be blinded. Basically, it's like where if you look at John's bald head, you get blinded, similar type of style. But dark mode has entered the chat. It is now a dark mode. It's permanent dark mode. You don't have to switch it to Google. Doesn't matter. You don't have to have an external thing. It is, the website itself is on dark mode. That way your eyes don't get obliterated every time you open the page. So I was very happy about that feature being a thing. That's all the new stuff. The changes I made is change the landing image on the homepage. It used to be a really nice picture. It was like a sunset over an ocean, but that had nothing to do with the podcast. So now it is literally the podcast thumbnail on there now. So that makes a lot more sense to me. Added actual links to the episodes page. So before it was like, oh, find us on Amazon Music and find us on this. There was never actually links before to go to that stuff. So now there actually is a simple thing there. Let's see. Deleted the Who/promo page. The Who section kind of got moved into the, a little piece of it got kind of moved into the homepage, so that's why I got rid of it. The promo page, though, the promo page, was essentially, I think we promoted the podcast, which didn't make a lot of sense because you were already reading about that. I also deleted the future projects page, because first of all, a lot of that stuff was mine anyway, and I'm like, they had nothing to do with the podcast. And I can just kind of promote that stuff elsewhere. And we weren't really using it. I hadn't really changed. The last time I had looked at that and, like, did something with it was back, like, this, like, early this year, like, in January. So I wasn't even really using it that much, and most of my stuff was on there. So I just got rid of it just entirely. I changed the footer to make it more appealing. So now instead of, like, the congested thing it was before, it's now a check us out. Yeah, the links and all that stuff. So that's a simple change. I changed the font to make it more readable. The font is a lot better. It's like more of a, I don't know how to describe the font to you, but before it was kind of just like one of the basic fonts, which was fine for what it was for, but now it's more of like a cooler font looking type thing. As well as, change the footer Instagram link to instead link to the Provokers account. So before it would link to my Instagram, which I literally don't even use, so that was pointless. Instead of having the link, Instagram link go to my page, it now goes to the official Provokers Podcast Instagram account, that Noah runs. So instead of doing that, it goes to there now. And then I updated the website's headers for sleeker design. So now what it is, it's like, instead of having the tabs on the separate thing, now it's like a little, the classic, website thing was the three bars you click in and it drops down into all the different things. It makes it look less cluttered and stuff. But that's essentially what's going on there. So, like I said, I'm not going to explain everything that's new. There's a lot of, like, minuscule things that are new that I didn't put in the actual patch notes. So just head on over to the website, check it out. Like I said, it's a lot more of a sleeker design. Just type in the Provokers Podcast website. Whenever I've searched it up on Google, it comes up. Because no one else has the name of the Provokers Podcast, so. And the last thing, which I think is probably the most important thing on this list, even though the chapter thing is pretty cool, is I'm opening email suggestions. And what I mean by that is, if you have a topic idea that we haven't done before, and you want to send it in to us, you can do so over on the Provokers website under the contact page, and you email the email that's in there, that goes to me, and I can overview it. And essentially, your topic can be placed on the list that we have currently going, so I can put it on there, and we can maybe do it for an episode one time. Or, like I said, in the website itself, it says you can give feedback, concerns, like all that kind of stuff. And under the additional information section, I mentioned that if you're giving feedback for something, let me know in that thing if you want me to read it on the podcast. Because now, instead of the Creator Showcase being a I mean, the Creator Showcase will still be a thing. But instead of doing a Creator Showcase every Sunday, or every Friday for you guys, I'm going to be doing, it's either going to be a Creator Showcase, or I'm going to be reading an email. Because I've gotten like 20 emails stacked up that I could read. But this person explicitly said that I could read it, so that's why I'm going to be reading this one. So instead of a Creator Showcase today, I'm going to be reading that email. But those are now open, so head on over to that if you want to submit feedback, or if you have a topic idea that you're like, you know, I really want to tell these guys to do this type of topic because they haven't done it yet, then you are fully welcome to. Have fun with it. And like I said, your idea might get placed on the list, and you might see it to an actual episode one day. So, yeah. But that is the Podcast 4.0 initiative.
Very nice. Yeah, for me, as you were talking there, I was looking at the website, and I would agree that all the improvements and all the changes have been improvements, because, I mean, it wasn't, like you said, it wasn't bad before, but there were some sections of it that were lacking before. Now it looks a lot cooler.
Yeah, especially the fact that your eyes got blinded every time you went into it.
Right. But, yeah, if you want, you should read the person's email now.
Yeah, so like I said, if you just, like, I'm bad at explaining things, so I understand if you didn't understand what I just said. In the section, it says Creator Showcase, but now it says Creator Showcase or Audience Interaction. You're never going to get both at the same time. It's either going to be one or the other.
Right.
And today, I wanted to read this because this is such a nice email that I got. And they gave me permission in the very bottom. It says, if you would feel free to read this on the podcast if you want. And so I'm choosing to. So this is the email I got. Hey Provokers, my name is Adam and I'm from Arizona, but I currently live in Tennessee. I'm writing to you to tell you how much I appreciate your podcast and the three of you as a collective. I found your podcast randomly 5 or so weeks ago on Spotify thanks to the recommended section. I listen to comedy podcasts frequently, so I clicked on your podcast since it was advertised as comedy. And suffice to say, I was not disappointed. You guys are hilarious, and I can tell you guys have been friends for a while. My life isn't the greatest right now. It's not the worst it could be, but I've been better. So I've been listening to comedic podcasts to make myself feel better. You guys have helped a lot with that. I now look forward to every Friday when your episodes go live. Me and a couple of buddies of mine had driven down to Western North Carolina after the hurricanes to help out the communities that were affected. We drive trucks, so we were able to carry supplies and stuff down there. It was a long and boring drive, but anytime I got bored, I would turn on your podcast. It really helped us on the drive there. Even my buddies really liked it and said that they would try to keep up with it. My favorite episode that I've listened to so far is the Hope Debate. That episode hit so close to home you would never believe it. With everything that's going on in the world, hope is in short supply. That episode made me think about a lot of things and how I can be better at hoping for things in the future. I did have an idea for a topic that, as far as I can tell, you guys haven't done on the podcast yet. How about discussing common creepypastas? You kind of hit a couple individually, primarily in the phasmophobia episode, as well as the superstitions one, but you haven't touched on creepypastas as a whole. Creepypastas is what got me through high school, so it'd be awesome to hear you guys talk about some of the more popular ones. Just wanted to thank you guys again for creating such an amazing environment and comedic presence. I wish you all the good fortune when it comes to your podcast, and I'm glad to say that I'm part of the community. Adam. So, Adam, you know who you are that sent us in. You are a legend, man. I really loved the section that you said where you went down to West North Carolina where communities were just slammed with a hurricane. Not only that you helped out, which is awesome, but that you, on the drive there, you listened to us to help fill the void, which is, that's an awesome thing to hear. And yeah, the Hope Debate, I was really excited to do that episode, because I had that episode planned that entire week, because, you know, I always bitch about doing the serious topic episodes, but that was one of the ones I didn't want to do that to, because I'm like, this is going to be an amazing episode. And I'm so glad that you guys think the same. The Hope Debate, I mean, these two, I don't know how often they listen to podcast episodes, but editing Ethan went to town on that one, especially at the end there, to kind of convey the moment, because it's such a powerful episode. It's such a powerful episode to talk about hope and how it can be kind of hard to see sometimes, especially now. We're talking, this is the Sunday after the election, and I'm not going to get political, but especially now, there's a lot of hate going around and a lot of hope that's being lost, and it's kind of hard to see through the darkness, right? And so hope is needed now more than ever. And so I'm glad to get these types of emails that say, hey, I love this serious topic episode you did. It talked a lot about how, and he said it hit close to home, so that's like, that's even more personal. So yeah, I'm very glad to hear that, Adam, and thank you so much for submitting that email. I have another serious topic in mind that I think is going to be just as good. It depends on who, when that happens, because, you know, if you recall back to season one, I had a streak of 7, so it might happen again. I don't know. This is episode 29, so John can't rig it, but whoever wins this one is actually doing the serious topic next week. But I do have a special episode for if that does end up happening. But what do you guys have to say to Adam there?
I'd say that I appreciate the email, really. Like, it's always nice to hear that, like, by actually doing what you intended to do when you started something, like with this podcast, we wanted to, you know, brighten people's days if they were having a rough time, but get them talking and whatnot. And, like, from what it sounds like, that at least for Adam, that is what we're doing. So that is cool to hear. And it's also nice to hear that they were actually, you know, helping out with the hurricanes. I know a lot of people were like, oh man, those hurricanes are bad. Anyway, I'm going to keep doing my thing. Even if they do that, like, it's not, they're not a bad person. You know, they somewhat care. But when you actually go down and actually help people who need help, that's awesome.
Noah, you got anything to say?
Yeah, that's always really cool to hear about when we actually have an impact on someone, and it was actually really cool to hear about how Adam went and helped the people in the Carolinas with the hurricane, especially since he had a truck and, like, the ability to.
Yeah. Yeah, like John said, it's very, I respect anyone that did that. And it's awesome to hear that we have someone listening that went and did that. Like, I wouldn't have known that otherwise unless Adam unless he sent this, which he did. So yeah, that's what's going to happen. Some Sundays, you're going to get a creator showcase. Some Sundays you're going to get an email. It was kind of helpful because some Sundays I literally just didn't have a creator showcase. So that's going to be great now to fall back on the email that we have. And I know after this episode, I'm probably going to get a more influx of it because some of you probably didn't even know the website existed. Which is perfectly fine. We don't really advertise it or anything. But now that we have advertised it, I know I'm going to get an influx. So, like I said, I mentioned in the additional things that says, like, we're not like distractible level popular, but, if we get an influx of emails, just remember that just because you sent one in doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to be able to read it. Like on podcast, like I will read every single email you send me, but when it comes to actually reading them on the podcast, don't assume that I'm going to be able to read it. Read yours specifically, so keep that in mind. But yeah, the other like 15 I have in stock from like season 1 and season 2 now, a lot of them say this type of stuff where it's like, oh, I love your podcast, the comedic presence and like all this stuff. They list their favorite episodes. Someone's favorite episode was the reset button, which makes a lot of sense. That's one of my favorites as well. The mental health one, someone mentioned that was really nice of us to do not only one episode but two episodes on that. Which now actually that was before season 2 started, so now we've actually done 3 technical episodes on it. And that's just kind of really important stuff, and that's why I'm glad every 10 episodes we're able to do something like that, because we have like 90% of our episodes are comedic, they're stupid, they have nothing to do with anything. Like if they weren't made, the world would be just as fine if they were. But it's nice to have a serious topic every so often and kind of come on to the ground level and just have a chat and have a serious chat about stuff.
Yeah, it is always nice to touch on some serious stuff and then just take a break with some silly stuff that we talk about.
Yeah, it's like the Hope debate, right? The Hope debate was such a serious episode. Right after that, we talked about celebrity crushes. It's like completely benign. It has nothing to do with anything. It was like, we even were saying like, oh, that's a completely stupid episode to do right after a thing. And it's just because it's like we talked about a serious episode and then we moved back into let's just be goofballs for an hour, right? And I think that's from what I've been hearing from you guys, that's what you guys enjoy. And I'm really glad to hear that. Like John said earlier, I'm glad to hear that we're accomplishing our mission in that. That's all I got.
Very nice. That being said, we can probably get into the actual topic for the episode now. And this is like, it's like a spin-off episode. You know, we've had sequels, we've had completed originals. This is like a spin-off, so a little like, a few months ago, we did our favorite songs in video games, which I really liked that episode because I like listening to video game music. And I was like, you know what? It's on the list of topics. Why don't we do a non-video game music topic? So that's exactly what we're going to do today.
Okay.
No, it's saying okay like he didn't already.
Yeah, I was going to say, you already knew that was happening. Anyway,
I'll tell you now.
There's a topic we need to do, right?
Right. Back to the topic at hand. Me and Noah just showcasing like that we have ADHD here. I'll go first with this. One of my favorite songs is "It's Still Rock and Roll to Me" by Billy Joel. I really like it because not only is it like a decent song, but it's essentially about I don't give a crap what you think is good or not. I'm gonna enjoy what I want to enjoy, and I think
if you're writing the songs, is that what you're asking?
Yeah, is it still an author? If you
you're an artist.
Well, yeah, you're an artist, but author refers to any written work. So if you wrote the lyrics or like something, then yes, you're an author.
Oh, okay.
Well, the Billy Joel wrote the song because people will be like, oh, that song's not rock and roll. That's you've lost your way, Mr. Joel. And he's like, I don't care what you think. There's so many subdivisions of rock and roll that you're just wrong.
Pretty much. There are a lot of subdivisions of rock.
He's in his flabbergasted. He's like, I can't believe this. I'm not even going to say anything.
Well, I don't know. Like, I don't know the song, so I can't speak on it. If I knew the song, when it comes to rock, if it's rock that is good, I'll listen to it. Like, that sounds arbitrary. But, like, I don't like rock/heavy metal songs where there's a screaming part in it. Because, like, there's a song I listened to recently that, like, the chorus was good and the everything else was good and the beat was good. And then during the bridge, they were screaming the lyrics, like, at the top of the lungs. I'm like, you just ruined the song, man. I mean, for me. Not for everyone, obviously. But for me, they ruined it. And so, there's certain rock and heavy metal songs I just can't listen to because of that.
Right. John, I will say, I know this artist. I'm more surprised that that's your favorite song because I can think of another that's actually pretty good too.
Well, maybe.
I mean, I really like the artist. There's a lot of songs by him that I would say are in my favorites. I just like the idea behind the song a lot because it's something I resonate with. People are like, oh, that's lame. You shouldn't like that. That's not cool. I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah. Also, since you're the host, John, I gotta ask, is this gonna be similar to the one that I hosted, the video game one? Is this gonna be similar to how I hosted it, where if you keep repeating the same artist, you don't get many points for it, but if you keep switching artists, you get more points for it?
That is accurate, yeah.
Alright, I was making sure.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you're the host, so you can stay on the same artist all you want, but for me and Noah,
I can list every single one of
The audience is like, does John only listen to this guy? Like, what is he doing?
Yeah.
Well, who do you want to go next, is the question.
I think I want to hear from...
The Discord cut you off a little bit, so we didn't actually hear the answer. John frickin' dies is the title of the episode.
No, I was saying I want to hear from Noah first.
Really? Right. Okay. I've got to look up what the song's called, but I know the band.
You don't even know the name of the song, man?
They have a lot of songs, and some of them are in Mongolian, so I can't pronounce them.
Oh, well,
that's fair.
Yeah, you didn't mention there. If they were in English and you didn't know it, I'd be like, how is that your favorite song if you don't even know the name of it? But if it's in like a different language, then...
They're a Mongolian rock band.
Interesting.
Yeah, they're called The Hue. It's literally just the first word, the, and the next two, H-U.
Hmm.
What's the song?
The song is... Give me a second, there's a lot here.
No, wasn't prepared. Did she get minus 2 points?
Dude, when he said there's a lot of subdivisions of rock, he's right, because this is like a cult subdivision of rock. Yeah, it's not like actual cults.
Yeah, but if it's your favorite, this is a favorite song episode. If you don't even know if you can't even describe it or know the name of it, like, how is it your favorite song?
Thankfully, this one has an English title. It's called Wolf Totem.
I will listen to it, give it just a quick thing, so give me a sec.
Yeah, good luck with that. The last time I tried to listen to a song on here, I got disconnected.
Yeah, say, well, I was going to say, I got disconnected for John's one during the video game song, for those that remember.
Oh, so that happened to just me?
It was John picked, like, it was from Kingdom Hearts or something, and I tried to listen to it, And my entire computer's like, no. It booted me from YouTube, booted me from Discord. And like that was the moment where you asked John, like, oh, John, you see a problem here? Because like I was gone. And John just kept talking about it. And you're like, John, there's a problem here. Ethan's gone.
Yeah, I remember that. Because yeah. I was looking at my phone. We were talking. You disappeared. John didn't see anything, just kept talking. And I'm like, John, that's cool and all, but I think Ethan's gone, man.
Yeah, it's great. But then every song after that, even some of John's other ones were fine. So that song was just cursed. It did not want me to listen to it at all. I don't even think I gave him points for that one, because it's like I couldn't even listen to it. So the universe was like, no.
I mean, technically, you may have been cursed that day, because that's the first song you listened to, right?
Well, that was the first song, but it wasn't that day or something, because like all the songs after that were fine. It was just that particular song I couldn't listen to.
It was from Kingdom Hearts, right?
Yeah, it was something. It was someone's theme or something. I forgot. It was like the character's name and then theme after it. I forgot what the exact thing was. I hope he's not listening to the entire song, because we're going to be here for hours if he does that.
And, it's a very long opening that just so I was like, wait, this is a song I just cut it.
That's the common thing with them is their openings are a bit long.
The bit I listened to, I liked the instrumental. It's good. Good job. But I don't know if I would say it's one of my favorites, but I also did finish the song, so you know.
Well, I didn't judge you guys based on how much I liked it. I think I gave you a pity point for that, but that wasn't the basis of how I got points.
Right. No, it is fair. But you get a certain amount of points for that one.
Ooh, a certain amount of points. That's pretty good.
Oh, interesting.
But Ethan, do you have a song for me? Preferably one you know the name of.
I do. I have all my list pulled up. If you listen to the Celebrity Crush episode or the Wavelength episode, you can see this coming from a mile away. But the song name is called The Middle of Starting Over, and guess who? Sabrina Carpenter. Ooh, everyone's so... Yeah, whatever. So this song specifically, The Middle of Starting Over, like, first of all, I found this song at a time where I was starting over. Like, I had, like, pushed a piece of me aside that I didn't like. I actually got baptized to get rid of it. And like that kind of stuff. So I actually found the song right as that was happening. And I don't believe in coincidences like that. That was very clearly targeted towards me, right? And it's a nice song. Sabrina Carpenter, I listen to quite a lot. I think she's the one pop artist I will actually listen to. I don't care about Taylor Swift. I don't care about Olivia, whatever her face is. Ariana, I don't know, whatever. I don't like all these other pop artists I don't like. I've tried them, I don't like them. Sabrina's the one person that I'm like, yeah, she's pretty good. And so I listened to her. I think for the Wavelength episode specifically, when they were saying music artists or songs or something, I forgot what it was, I gave her a 10, and that's probably where I'd keep that. Because I have about, I think it's 40 songs in her playlist, because I have a playlist specifically for her, and as well as there's like 40 songs in it. Now, I will say, I listen to a lot of her, like, older music. Like, her newer music's still decent, but I listen to a lot of her older music. So, for example, The Middle Striding Over is from her Eyes Wide Open album, which was, I believe, her first ever album. I think she was, like, 15 when she sang it or something. I don't recall the exact dates or anything. But it's a really good song, and it talks about how you're in the middle of starting over. You get to build your life from the beginning again, that kind of stuff. It's a really nice song, to me, anyway. And like I said, if you don't like pop, I completely get it, right? But to me, it's really fun. It's really nice. And like I said, I found it at a point in my life where that exact thing was happening. And like I said, I don't believe in strictly coincidences like that.
All right. Well, I listened to it a little bit as you were talking there, and I would say you also get a certain amount of points for that one.
Sweet.
Spoiler alert. Anyway, you're always going to get a certain amount of points for something.
All right. Okay. Great.
It may not be the same certain number of points, but it's always the same amount, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Gotcha.
So it's just a mystery the entire time.
Well, that's kind of a point.
Were you even listening?
It's a certain amount of points.
Yeah, but it's different certain amount of points, yeah. The amount of points is certain, but the different certain.
Oh, okay.
Well, it doesn't mean it's not a mystery. I'm confused at what your point is.
Oh, I thought you were saying that it's pointless. I don't know why I can't use it.
No,
he said mystery.
Like, I, you know,
Joe, do you need to prune juice again, buddy?
I haven't got a chance to get some more, so, you know.
Yeah.
It's enough. But I'm trying to think of, like, you know what a really good one is, and this might, it's probably not what you were expecting, but it's a song, I guess, I don't know if the artist is considered who I'm thinking of. What does Apple say? Okay. So Apple says the artist of this song is the Gregory Brothers and Markiplier.
Mm.
And this is In Space with Markiplier song, The Last Goodbye.
Oh, yeah.
I was listening to that like almost every single day after.
Damn it.
It's really good. Like, I really liked it. So
I was going to say that next because I'm like, this has got to be a get out of jail free card for points. But damn it, she stole it.
Actually get negative points down for energy.
Damn it.
I've got one you might not like then.
You're gonna say space.
And also, don't just say songs that you think I like. That's not gonna get you as far as you think it's gonna get.
Okay, let me rephrase. I think I know one you might all.
Yeah, but he just said not to pick songs that you know he'll like. I mean, I know for a fact he's never listened to Sabrina Carpenter, so I was pretty solid on that. But
right. But if you pick a song that I like, then I'm like, okay, I know that song. It's not gonna affect you. You one way or the other.
Well, okay.
Yeah, The Last Goodbye was a really amazing song to end that series on. And it's basically a movie. If you watch it all in one sitting, it's basically a movie. Right. That was an amazing song that they did for that. As well as, I don't know the name of it, but it's a song in one of the Pathways. And it's the Space is Cool remix, I think is what it is. That song was really, I kind of like that one actually a bit more than A Bit Goodbye, just because Mark's voice was really beautiful in that, because he did a lot of a cappella stuff in that. But yeah, it was really, and it's really heartfelt. Like, it's like, you get to it, you're on this really epic path. I think you come from an epic path when you pick right or something, and you get the super somber, like, song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say that one is really good for, like, so many reasons. Like, not only, like, what you said there, but it's a good inclusion for the project.
Yeah.
Because it's very on brand. It's also original. It's not just a copy of the original, which is something that a lot of Markiplier fans would know of because it comes from Markiplier.
Yeah.
I think I remember seeing a little while ago, like, he was doing some... Like, he appeared on some show. It might have even been a game theory charity thing or something. I honestly don't remember what it was. But they were like, I'm going to play a song on the trumpet. And he played a little bit of the Space. I think it was Space Is So Cool. It wasn't the Was or Remix or whatever. Mm. But it was... Oh, I remember seeing a post on it. It was like, he was hitting! It's like, no, he clearly wasn't. It was just a... It was just a reference because people would know of the song.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a game theory. That was the St. Jude charity event.
Yeah. I figured I just wasn't positive.
Yeah.
But moving on, Noah, do you have another one?
Yeah, I do. This is actually one of the bands that got me started in rock. Godsmack Bulletproof. And this is mainly because my father used to listen to them. But also, this is what's considered divorced dad rock and roll.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because I asked one of my buddies at work what his favorite kind of, like, music was. He just looks at me while he's driving and says, "This is what I like to listen to." Turns on Godsmack. "Divorced dad rock and roll," he says.
Is he a divorced dad? Why is it called that?
I don't know. He just looked at me, said that, and I was like, okay. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, it makes sense. Because my dad, he listened to this, and he was divorced.
I'm just surprised at how fast John's been able to find these. Like, you say the name of it, and he's already on it or something. Like, yeah. I'm assuming he has a tab open or something. But also, are you near a generator or, like, a fridge that's humming?
No.
I'm hearing, like, what sounds like a hum. Like, you're in the back rooms.
I might be.
I would highly doubt it.
Falls into the back rooms in the middle of a podcast.
That's the title. Noel falls into the back rooms in the middle of an episode.
No, it says skip the back rooms.
It literally, I'm not even joking, it literally sounds like you're in the first level of the back rooms with the humbuzz of the lights. But, John, I assumed you listened to it.
I did. I listened to about a minute of it. You get a certain amount of points for that one.
Okay. I don't think the instrumental is as long in the beginning.
Yeah, no, it does get started a bit quicker than what you showed me.
Yeah.
Ethan, do you have another one that is not the one that I stole from you?
I do, actually. Yeah, I have a whole list, so I'm prepared. So this one is called On My Way. Now, it's the remixed version, so it's called On My Way Da Tweekez Remix. I don't know if that's the name of someone, but it's DATWEEKAZ is the name of the remix there. So it's On My Way Da Tweekez Remix, and it's made by Alan Walker. Alan Walker does a lot of cool stuff, but this song in particular is a straight party bop song. I listen to it quite frequently. Now, Sabrina Carpenter sings in it, but she is not the author, so I'm counting it, all right? I mean, John's the overseer of that, but she sings in it, but she's not the author, because that is Alan Walker, and he sings a different part anyway. But yeah, it is a straight bop of a song to me. I love the vocals and the effects they do on it. It's really cool. I listen to this in the shower quite often. I would say, John, if you want to listen to it, wait till it gets to the chorus there, because that's where it really amps up. Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
Fair enough.
But yeah, I have a whole like play. Well, I say this. I have a playlist for different things, but this one's not. I mean, this one's in a couple of them. That's how much I like it. So, yeah, it's just one of those things that I listen to while I'm in the shower, listen to it while I'm driving in a car, all that good stuff.
Yeah,
okay, enough. You are either in the back rooms or you are standing right next to a refrigerator that's humming or something. You cannot tell me you're not hearing that.
I hear a fish tank. You hear the back rooms.
Well, I would get away from said fish tank then.
What if that's the back rooms is the fish we made along the way?
You never know, it could be. Did you make it to the chorus?
Yeah, I listened to a good bit of that one. It's good. I like the synth. I don't normally like synths as much. Like it's not like my favorite, but that one uses it pretty well.
Uses it tastefully, you would say.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, how many points do I get for that, sire?
You get, and this is gonna surprise you, a certain amount.
I can't believe it. I've seen the prophecy. Yeah.
Be the legends true?
The legends true.
It should. If the legends is that Ethan will get a certain amount of points during a podcast episode, then yeah. You got something to say, no? You insulting my
host? No. For once I'm not. I do have another song though.
Well, it's not your turn. It's John's turn. You're trying to take over John's turn?
Good point.
Trying to take over the host privileges? I think that warrants minus 15 points.
No. Wait, John. You're a good guy. I'm trying to be nice. I insulted you once.
Wee-woo. I'm hearing pity right now. Wee-woo.
It's not pity. I actually haven't been mean this time around.
Uh-huh. I don't believe you.
What?
I've been even secretly mean. What have
you
done?
You literally threw Edison a bomb to John's house. What do you mean, what have you done?
Yeah. That was last week.
Yeah, it's still last week. It's still within the same month.
No, this is a new month.
No, November 1st is when that episode went out, Noah.
Oh, but that's when I was over, so it doesn't really matter.
Yes.
Yes. Just yes.
Anyway, I think my next song, this is going to be like a, you're not even prepared for this one. The name of the song is La di da di da di da.
Oh my god! Yeah. Okay.
By Bill Wirtz.
Oh, Bill. Wait, Bill Wirtz.
Yeah, he's the history of the entire world, I guess.
Okay,
yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. Oh.
I personally wouldn't have named it that. But it's a good song. So.
I didn't even know he made music. I just know he did like the little bits on the history of the entire world or whatever.
Yeah, he has a handful of, I guess, music videos.
Not music in quotations, but music videos in quotations, because it's like, is that it, it's kind of like meme music. If you ever heard of Daniel Thrasher, it kind of gives me the same vibe as that, where it's like, it is a song that it's kind of incoherent at times, but it is a song, so. Yeah, that is the one I'm saying. If you know of that song, anyone listening, you know that song. Anyway, now that you're in the back rooms, do you have a song for me?
Yes, I do. This is with a subject I like to call chaos music.
Okay.
It's called Welcome to the Internet by Bo Burnham.
Okay, yeah, that's a classic.
Yep, I love this one. It's just chaos. Like, the beginning, not so much. But as it keeps going, oh, it gets chaotic.
Yeah, I would say that is an accurate description of the song.
Yep. Do you guys remember that Harry Potter reference? Because that was crazy. Yeah.
Yes, I do remember that. All right, then. That's all you have to say.
Well, if you actually want something to listen to, I could give you something else.
You don't get the good points.
That's not how it works.
He's trying to cheat. Minus 20 points.
Wait, what? Let's say new Ethan. You have no host privileges.
No, but I'm suggesting that because you're cheating, you should get minus 20 points.
Yeah, you can suggest other people to lose points all you want. You know, you can suggest to Ethan he's going to lose points. I wouldn't have to listen to you, but you can suggest all you want.
I doth suggest it was Noah in the billiard room with this dagger. Must have been.
And he crept from under the table.
So, Ethan, do you have another one?
I do. This one is called It's Raining Somewhere Else. It's by Toby Fox, okay. The legend, the myth, everything. This plays in Undertale, of course. It's obviously made by Toby Fox. Plays in Undertale. It plays during the pacifist run when you're talking with Sans in the cafe, or whatever that restaurant thing is. First of all, it's a really peaceful song. All the songs I've been giving are kind of like normal songs, but this one's a really peaceful, somber song. The whole It's Raining Somewhere Else title, from what I can tell, I'm not the person that made it, so I don't know for sure. But the title seems to indicate to me that, like, when you're saying it's raining somewhere else, you're kind of implying that there's a problem that's coming up later that you're not dealing with right now because it's not raining here, it's raining somewhere else. And during the Undertale Passage route, you keep getting told by all the monsters, every single monster that kind of tells you this, like, oh, the king's name is Asgore, for those that I don't know. This is like, oh, Asgore is unbeatable, he's gonna either kill you or whatever, and then as you play throughout the game and monsters start to realize how you've been kind of passing every enemy, they're like, oh, it's awesome you're sparing people, but Asgore's not gonna let you do that. And so you either have to kill him or you have to just die, basically. That's what they kind of say. And Sans specifically starts talking about that, and during the scene where he's returning somewhere else, he's talking to you about how he was meant to kill you. He was meant to attack you the second he saw you, but he chose not to based on a promise. And it's just a really heartfelt song, and once you know the context behind the song, it's really nice as well. I listened to the song while writing because there's no lyrics in it. It's an instrumental song, obviously. It's really peaceful. There's rain sounds in the background. So it's really nice to listen to while you're working on stuff. And I find myself listening to it frequently, like I said, while I'm writing or while I'm doing stuff. I actually listened to it while I was doing the chapters for the podcast. It's just a peaceful song. It's kind of like how you listen to Animal Crossing music when it's raining. It's kind of the same type of a deal. Yeah, that's definitely one of mine, I'd say.
Nice. It actually sounds pretty nice.
Yeah, you haven't played Undertale, have you, Noah?
No, I've been waiting to. But I actually do want to do a pacifist run once I get it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the run most people do first.
Yeah. I would recommend that one first before doing the other routes.
Yeah, there's technically, there's three core routes. Six if you want to count alternative branches, but...
Oh, okay.
But John...
I only know of, like, two, but aren't...
Well, there's the... Yeah, I'm assuming you're thinking of pacifist and genocide, but there's the neutral run, and then there's the genocide pacifist run, then there's the pacifist genocide run. So there's, like, they kind of combine at some point. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, John, you must have listened to it.
Yeah, you know, and I did play the game.
Like, you did? Well, I was going to say, you might have played it, but you might not have remembered exactly where this played and, like, what the song was.
Mm-hmm. But no, I did re-listen to it as you were talking there, and that awards you. And again, you're never gonna guess this one. A certain amount of points.
All right, perfect.
Yeah, couldn't have guessed that.
Are you judging my way of hosting?
No. I'm just joking.
I think he's judging your hosting. I think you should take away points for that.
No. Just being a clown.
Sure.
I don't believe him at all.
Of course you don't.
Yeah, I feel like Noah has never said true thing before in his life. So,
in the words of SpongeBob, he's a bubble-blown phony right there.
A what?
Bubble-blown phony indeed.
I don't know what that means, but sure.
You never watched SpongeBob? That should be minus points just for that.
No, I have. It's just been like 12 years.
Are you talking about? I have a point. I'm to be generous here, but we'll see.
Well, John, I believe it's back to you. This is probably our last one, by the way, time-wise.
Yes. And I will say, for my next one, this is one that I listen to a lot, as well as the album it's from. I listen to a lot, but probably my favorite within the album is Stressed Out by 21 Pilots. And it's basically about like nostalgia and like how things felt simpler when you were younger. And I still go back to that sometime. And it's a sentiment that I can relate to. So
yeah, actually I used to listen to that one quite a bit. As long as some of their other ones, I just... Ugh, it's been years.
But do you have one last one for me, Noah?
That'd be a good one. I think this is a good one. I love this one. I'll just go with I love it. All right. This one is called Must Have Been the Wind by the Chalk Eaters.
The Chalk Eaters?
That is the name.
That is a very interesting choice of name.
It's a Skyrim parody, and I love it.
Please tell me they have a podcast called the Chalk Eaters Podcast.
No, but that would be amazing. We should do a second podcast.
No. It's while John's listening to that. There's a point in time early in season one where, like, we have this podcast, obviously, but I was thinking of trying to schedule something with Axel so me and him could do one. Because he sounded disappointed that when he found out that we were doing the podcast. And I'm like, yeah, well, maybe there's something we can do. Because he didn't say he was disappointed, but he sounded like it. And so I'm like, well, I can host two podcasts on the subscription plan that I'm on. But things just didn't end up working because he was doing school and stuff. And then, like a couple months later, he was going to be shipped out to go work on boats and stuff. So I'm like, yeah, it's just not going to work anyway.
Yeah. Much happens. It's unfortunate, but it happened.
Plus, I don't know where I'd schedule him because Sundays are like really the only day. If let's say someone couldn't make it to some, like one of us couldn't make it, I like doing it during the weekday wouldn't have killed me. But it's just one of those things that I'm usually busy around that time, so.
Yeah. Still not a bad name for another podcast, though.
What, the Chalk Eaters Podcast?
Yeah.
It's the name, for sure.
That is a very interesting name.
Yeah, well, you have a certain amount of points for that one.
Oh, okay.
And Ethan, do you have one last one?
I do, indeed. So this one is called Puzzle Park. And it's by SMG4, so S, just the letters SMG and then the number 4. This is a song that actually was made very recently. It was made, I believe, about a month ago. And the song, the context of the song is that this guy that's singing is essentially a villain that's trying to kill everybody, as you do. It's a very, very, like, kind of... So this once I say this will make sense. The song takes place during a carnival. And so it has that very carnival-style song to it, with all the instruments and stuff. And it is awesome. The singer that is also really amazing. I would say the song itself is obviously very good, but the song really gets good at the end. And unfortunately, I don't know if John's going to stick around for that. But it gets like, there's a part where one of the people that are trying to stop them sings like they're trying to redeem him because he does have a checkered past, and so they're trying to redeem him through that. And then he just ends up, like, he just ends up grabbing them and tries to kill them. I mean, like, that person, that old person's gone or whatever. It's a really awesome song, and the video that this takes place in has an awesome fight choreography thing in it, too. And there's, you can't go wrong with a villain song. Like, a song about a villain, when they're singing it, like, you can't go wrong with it. I mean, there's some songs where the villain sings, and it's like, eh, that's not the best song I've heard in my life, but, you know. This one is, to me, fabulous, and that's why I saved it for last. It is a, it's a bop of a song, as well as the fact that the singer they got for it, amazing. And the fact that I know who the bad guy is, because I watched the show that he takes place in. He's Omega Evil. He's, like, just trying to take control of everything and kill everybody. And he's, the song is about him doing just that. He's going to take control of them and stuff. But the end of the song is where it gets really serious and really, really cool, so.
Interesting. Well, that is the last of the, I was going to say submissions. I don't know if that's accurate.
Submissions!
Thank you, I will categorize your submissions, and I'll get back to you in 3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5 business days, damn it.
That's longer than Microsoft.
Exactly.
But, you know, you gotta compete with Microsoft somehow. But who would like to hear their points first?
I bet you, Ethan, when we ask to hear our points, he's just gonna say, we got a certain amount of points.
I think we got a certain amount of points.
Don't even say the number, just like...
no number, no notes, no number, just a certain amount of points.
I'm still waiting for someone to do an episode where they give, where they send the contestants a math equation in order to figure out their points.
Yeah, someone needs to do that, because that would be really fucking funny.
Yeah, I've been waiting that for this entire season 2. Now, I don't know where we'd put that. I mean, there is a math quiz episode that's on the topic list that would make perfect sense for, but we haven't done that just yet.
True.
But Noah can hear his points, if you like yours.
Okay.
Noah, you get a sum total of 18 whole points.
That's pretty good for a John episode.
Yeah, for John and for Noah, you know, I usually, you know, take away like a billion points from them, so 18.
A billion points!
Yeah. It's a personal best.
But for Ethan, you actually got 25 points. And it was, it was not because I liked his songs more, but because he had more to say about them. No, it was like, this is my song. That was kind of
okay.
So I think that's good, you know, if you had just gotten good.
if you just had gotten good.
Okay, cool. Okay.
And you have, you know what, you have a loser speech for us now, because you're just such a big old loser.
Damn.
Put the soul in the wound, why don't you?
I thought I gave some. I'll admit, one of them was a bit more meme-y than the other, which may have cost me. Okay, thanks. Yeah, cool. Good episode, John, and I look forward to the next one, which is a serious topic.
Indeed it is.
Yes. So, Ethan's back on the curse of serious.
Not quite yet. I'm only at 3. This will be the 3rd one, so if we get to, like, 5, then I'm like, okay, we're back on it again, I guess.
Yes. But do you have a winner's speech for us, Ethan?
I, in fact, do. So, yeah, there's totally a lot more songs that I obviously could have said. But I tried to cherry pick the ones that I'm like, yeah, this is like one of my favorite songs. If I had to pick a top 10 favorite songs, these would be on it. My favorite song out of the ones I said would probably either be the one, the Alan Walker one, or Puzzle Park. Those are really awesome songs to me. Puzzle Park is just a bop, because, like I said, it's a villain song, and you can't go wrong with that. And the beat is really good, and the singer, I love songs where I can kind of harmonize with the singer, because I like to sing the songs. Like, if I'm in the shower, you know, singing in the shower. A lot of singers I can't, like, find where, like, I can't reach where they're going. But with Puzzle Park especially, like, that guy is totally a tenor, 110% a tenor. I don't even know that guy, but I can tell he's a tenor based off his voice. I was a tenor in chorus, so I can match him pretty well, and I just love being able to do that. And yeah, the reason I put favorite songs on here, because I was the one that put that on the list, because after we had done the video game one, I'm like, oh, we listen to non-video game songs, I'm sure. So it'd be nice to have an episode where we kind of talk about those ones instead of just that. But since I have one, not that it matters, and anyway, because this was going to happen regardless, I have another favorite song, gentlemen. And you want to know what it's called?
Yes.
It's called Next Up John, which is John's song in the Meet the Provokers trilogy of songs that I'm going to be releasing in 2025. Obviously, you've already heard Noah's demo song. Now, the reason I call it a demo is because the beats and the lyrics are done. The music is done. All that's left is to get the singer, which I'm currently working on right now. So it's an AI singing it, which is whatever. But you still get to hear the lyrics and the beats. So mainly pay attention to the music and the lyrics themselves rather than who's singing it. I tried to send the song file to these two so that they can listen alongside you guys. But Discord's like, your file size is too big. You just have too big of a bahonker to be able to do that. And I'm very offended. I don't think there's a way to bypass it besides Nitro, which is stupid. Because I'm trying to submit it. It's like, oh, the max file size is 10 megabytes, because, you know, we're stupid. I also tried to send it to them privately, which I thought, oh, maybe the limit isn't applicable there, but I guess it is. So, I don't think I can send it to them, but at the very least, you guys are going to hear it, so we're going to try and insert that in right now. So like I said, pay attention to the music and beats, or the beats, music, and the lyrics, because those are what's done. And I really like John's song a lot. John's song, we worked really hard on. Not that we didn't work hard on the other two, but we worked really hard on this one as well. I think it encapsulates John pretty well. And it's a really good song. So have a listen.
John the funny guy, always cracking jokes. Laughter fills the room with every word he spoke. Video games and friends, his favorite things to do. His smile lights up the night, he's a friend so true. Oh John, with your humor so bright, making us all laugh from the morning till night. Gaming and chilling with friends by your side. Your joy and laughter are hearts you've tied. John's flying high like birds in the sky. Funny stories told as the hours fly by. Always there for us in times of need. With John around, we'll never concede. Oh John, with your humor so bright, making us all laugh from the morning till night. Gaming and chilling with friends by your side. Your joy and laughter our hearts you've tied. Through ups and downs, you're the one we can count on. Your jokes and laughter like the morning dawn. Together we'll stay in this friendship so strong. With John, our friend, we always belong. Oh, John, with your humor so bright, making us all laugh from the morning till night. Gaming and chilling with friends by your side. Your joy and laughter our hearts you've tied. Through ups and downs, you're the one we can count on. Your jokes and laughter like the morning dawn. Together we'll stay in this friendship so strong. With John, our friend, we always belong. Oh, John, with your humor so bright, making us all laugh from the morning till night. Gaming and chilling with friends by your side. Your joy and laughter are hearts you've tied.
But yeah, that's my winner speech.
That is good speech, and I look forward to Friday when I can hear the song myself.
Yeah, I don't. I wish there was a way I could bypass it. Like I can't. Like even if I private message you, it's like, oh, the limits or whatever. So,
but,
unless I send it as like a GIF, or I don't even think that works anyway. So, that's really unfortunate that I can't do that. It's stupid because like Nitro, I get, but why did you put a limit associated with that. Like, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but whatever. But yeah, like I said, it's a really good song. I wrote the lyrics myself, and I wrote Noah's lyrics as well, same type of deal. I'm really proud of how the music came together in this one. I hope you liked it. Like I said, don't expect to just go search this up on Spotify or anything yet. It's going to be, we're looking at the 2025 release date for the actual songs themselves. So next up, Noah, was you heard in the Axel one, and then you're hearing John's in this one, and then you're not gonna hear mine next Sunday because that's a serious topic and I'm not gonna put that in there. But the next time I host after that will be where you hear mine, the next up Ethan one.
Very nice, very good little speech as well. But thank you guys so much for listening. We hope we provoked a conversation and made you laugh along the way. You can find myself over on Twitch at Demon's Feedings or on YouTube. I haven't quite gotten around to uploading the backlog of videos that I have, but they're coming soon-ish. So look out for that. And you can find Ethan at Flab Sexy Gaming over on YouTube. And NoahDog54 Instagram is his handle is I'm gonna see if I can remember this. Is NoahDog5434? Is that right?
You got it.
I'm getting better. I've been drinking my prune juice.
He's been drinking his prune juice.
So yes, you can find it over there. All that good stuff, as well as the Provoker's official Instagram account. So you can check that out as well. And if you want, you can also head over to our Patreon, where we have multiple tiers. It's called The Provokers, just like our podcast. We have multiple tiers that allow you to get special rewards and perks. And the tiers range from $1 to $100, and the higher tier, the more rewards you get. And when you become a member of the Patreon, you also get access to our exclusive Patreon-only Discord server, where we can just kind of hang out, and you can tell us all the things you feel about our podcast. And you also can check out the extended cut episodes. Those are usually 30-minute episodes that are like mini-episodes that don't really fit a full-length episode. Those start off being $3 for the first five, and then after that, they're $5. So all that out of the way, we'll see you guys next time.